Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here, and we invite you to send items to us to kimhburge@gmail.com, especially if it's maybe a Christmas memory or a Christmas story, something to do with the holidays. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. TK Angus is coming right up on their December 16th, 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale. It's at the ranch just east of Valentine, starting at 11:30 Central Time. And you can check everything out at tkangus.com. You can bid online, DV Auction. That's TK Angus, December 16th.
Tri-State Livestock Auction? Tri-State Livestock News sends out a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year message to everyone. Remember, if you like to immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, if you explore exciting upcoming events, if you like the secrets of successful breeders of cattle, horses, all livestock, well, you need to check into the Rancher's Weekly Bible. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. If you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. I'm going to share something today by Bob. I don't know who Bob is, but that's the name on this. A paradox of our age. The paradox of our time in history is that we have taller buildings but shorter tempers, wider freeways but narrower viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy less. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more conveniences but less time. We have more degrees but less common sense, more knowledge but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. More medicine, but less health. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry too quickly, stay up too late, get up tired, read too seldom, watch TV too much, and pray too rarely. We have multiplied our possessions, but reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've learned how to make a living, but not a life. We've added years to life, but not life to years. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We've conquered outer space, but not inner space. We've done larger things, but not better things. We've cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We've split the atom, but not our prejudice. We write more, but learn less. We plan more, but accomplish less. We've learned to rush, but not to wait. We have higher incomes, but lower morals. We have more food, but less appetite. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but have less real communication. We become long on quantity, but short on quality. These are times of fast foods and slow digestion, tall men and short character, steep profits and shallow relationships. Maybe some things to think about in the upcoming 2025 year.
And let's talk a little bit about old-time shopping, Mike.
Old-time shopping.
Old-time. Who else could talk about that but Yvonne Hollenbeck? She's great at looking back and reflecting. I guess I'm just old-fashioned and I just don't have a clue about the modern type of shopping that folks now like to do. And it saddens me that little towns are dying one by one and surmise that modern shopping is the cause why they're undone. You used to find most anything in a little one-horse town. Now most of their stores are empty and the buildings falling down. And then I stop and wonder, what caused those towns to die? Those little towns had everything you'd ever want to buy. Folks never heard of cyberspace. They shopped the five and dime, or hardware stores, or candy shop where clerks would take the time to thank you for your business. And for sure, it's safe to say that the goods you bought were made here in the good old USA. Do you know who you are buying from when you shop in cyberspace? When your little league needs sponsors, can you call upon their place? Are they doing us a favor or just taking us for fools? Because for sure they don't pay taxes to support our local schools. Maybe we should band together to start a shopping drive where we buy our goods in hometown stores and help those burgs survive. If you're wanting something special and you're really in a bind, you might shop right at home and be surprised what you can find. You will find it quite relaxing and would not have far to go. And this shopping drive might play a part to help these towns to grow. I don't need a Cyber Monday or Black Friday shopping spree because the old-time kind of shopping is the perfect type for me, Yvonne Hollenbeck, old-time shopping.
A Merry Christmas from everyone at WW Tire. Safe driving wishes for the holidays from Shane and all of the crew at WW Tire. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota.
And Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota. Say Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. They're grateful to their customers and keep you in their prayers.
And that's the good stuff.